Mix 94.7 KMCH 810 on your Monday morning. Hopefully it's not too foggy where you are and you're ready to take on the first full week of the brand new year. Mr. Peter Smith on the phone with us from the worldwide headquarters of St. Francis Xavier School. How are you this morning, good sir?
Great, Justin. Great. We got a full day of school ahead of us, so that's good news compared to last week.
No kidding. We were just talking off the air. It's been a good school year so far, and you guys are about to make it better with your big annual Wing Ding Doodle coming up here soon.
Yes. I appreciate allowing me to speak about it. Yes, it's our Xavier affair. Hard to believe it's our 14th year. It happens when we kick off Catholic Schools Week each year, which this year will be Friday, January 27th, so we're pretty excited about it.
Absolutely. So for somebody, Peter, who's not familiar with this, what's the goal, and with the proceeds, what are you going to use them for this year?
Yeah, sure. This has become our largest fundraising event of the school year, and it's a great social event as well. The proceeds, they help our families keep tuition affordable, and they helped us fund a lot of of our learning environment here at school, helping us with our academic needs, our resources such as technology and other academic equipment for our students so they can continue to perform at a high level.
Absolutely. And you guys do a cool fund-a-cause opportunity every year. What is it this year?
Yes. Yeah, we always take a smaller project to work on, and this year's fund-a-cause is to upgrade our stage curtain, and our gymnasium needs new volleyball net system equipment and system as well. So we're hoping to raise $10,000 to purchase a stage curtain and some volleyball and other equipment for our PE and gym program.
And why is that renovation, Peter, so critical for the student success over there at St. Francis?
Well, our auditorium and our gymnasium are our most public-facing spaces in our school. They're both used by our families and community members and for performances, assemblies, sporting events, and beyond our school families. Either, like, for example, this summer, the Field of Dreams events were held there for several days throughout the summer as well. So a lot of people coming and going in those spaces, and they just need some updating and upgrading.
Absolutely. And also, people can get involved from a business aspect as well, too, when it comes to the importance of sponsorship and supporting this event.
Yes. We've got, and this event couldn't happen without the support of our sponsors. The outpouring support of our communities demonstrates their support for our school. It's just outstanding. And a heartfelt thanks from all of us here at Xavier for all of our sponsors and their generous support for this event and for all the things we have going on here at our school. We're especially grateful for our titanium and platinum sponsors. That's the upper echelon of our sponsors. This time we've got 20 sponsors. They've committed their support at these top levels, and with their generosity, that accounts for about 50% of our total sponsorship revenue. So for a whole list of all of our sponsors, I just encourage people to go to our website. It's at bidpal.net/XavierAffair2023 to see a complete list of the organizations and individuals who generously support our event. We couldn't do it without them, like I said.
Absolutely. Peter Smith with us this morning, talking about a Xavier Affair 20 and 23. All right, how can everybody else who wants to be a part of this, Peter, be a part of this?
Sure. So once again, it's our Xavier Affair. It's at the Commercial Club Park Pavilion, Friday, January 27th. And there are different ways to participate, as simple as we've partnered up with Randy's Neighborhood Market in hosting a roundup for the Xavier Affair starting January 9th through the 22nd. The roundup proceeds will help underwrite our fund-a-cause for the stage curtain and volleyball net system. We've got to carry out meals. They can reserve them by taking these takeaway gourmet meals for adults and kids. J&D Mart, they do such a great job for us. The brisket meal for the adults with potatoes, pasta, etc. For the kids, they can get the chicken strips and the mac and cheese. And so the cost for the adults' meals is only $27.13 for the children's meals. So they can certainly participate that way and pick those items up from 5 o'clock to 6 p.m. at the Commercial Club Pavilion. They can also participate by in person in the social event from 6:30 to 11 at the Commercial Club Park. Tickets there for $40 per person, and this event features gourmet food stations prepared by J&D Catering, beverages, camaraderie, and live music by Elizabeth Mary. We also have some raffle tickets that are available. People can contact the school and to get a raffle ticket, and they'll be available throughout the night of the event as well. And then, of course, our big silent auction items and class projects by our students will be available for online bidding starting on January 25th at 8 a.m. And the special feature items will be available online bidding starting on January 27th at 10 a.m. And all online auction items close at 10 p.m. on January 27th. So there's lots of ways for people to participate.
Absolutely. No excuse not to at this point, right?
No. No, exactly.
So if somebody wants to get tickets, Peter, where's the best place to go do it?
The best place would probably be stopped by call the school office here at 875-7376, or again, visiting our website at bidpal.net/Xavier Affair 2023, and they can purchase those tickets. In-person event tickets need to be purchased by January 20th, so we have an idea of how many people to prepare for. So go ahead and make those reservations. That would be great.
Absolutely. I just want to point out, not once did I pronounce Xavier, which is, for a Cedar Rapids kid, hard to do. But after 1 year down, I finally figured it out.
We get that all the time. Yeah. They're both good, great schools, so that's perfect.
Well, mark your calendar coming up on the 27th, Friday, at Commercial Club Park. Peter, always good to talk to you, and hope you guys have health and safety and a good rest of the school year, all right?
Thanks, Justin. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. There you go. There goes Peter Smith with us with the Xavier School. They're talking about the Xavier Affair 20 and 23. We've got full details on our website, kmch.com.